Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, Jesse Sunby from the BSU football team with us, also named the NSIC's Special Teams Player of the Week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Three field goals in a game, including a game winner. That's what any kicker dreams of. In your mind, before a game-winning kick, is it kind of a nightmare, though, not just a dream, or thinking of what can go wrong, or what is going through your mind?
Last year I would have definitely said it is a nightmare, you know, thinking about it, but I just tried to, you know, get more prepared, I would say, than I have been in the past, you know, just kind of not overdoing it, you know, warming up and just kind of taking it easy, breathing, you know, and trying not to think about it so much.
Did it help you that you had 2 minutes? You kind of knew starting at the 1 yard line that we're probably going to get this to field goal position and then try to kick it. Did that help you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you could see it. You kind of see it coming, you know. When it came right down to it, I wish they would have just scored, you know, so it wouldn't have had to put so much pressure on me. But, yeah, absolutely. You could see it coming the whole way.
Does it help when it's your third kick already of the day?
Absolutely. Confidence is always big things, I think, especially kicking the ball. You know, you've already been out there twice. Well, actually, at the extra points, too, it had been four times. So, yeah, definitely confidence is a big factor.
And you were going the direction where the wind was helping you a little bit. I know the one field goal that you had going towards the lake, that thing barely crawled over the crossbar. So were you glad you were going the other direction for that one?
You know, I was definitely. A couple minutes before it, I would have been nervous going the other way, you know, because I wasn't sure how close we were really going to get in. But usually at that distance, it's not too big of a deal.
You're from Stephen Argyle, a school that scored a ton of touchdowns. How much did you actually kick in high school?
I think we kicked the majority of the time. I think almost every time we scored, we would line up and kick it.
How many field goals had you tried before walking onto college?
Not many, that's for sure. Very few. Probably I would say 6 or 8, I'm guessing.
Is that the one thing that you've worked on the most since moving to the college ranks, is trying to get more distance out of a field goal?
Absolutely, yeah. More distance and definitely more accurate, you know, because any time you can get walk away with 3 points is definitely better than nothing.
The way that this season has gone, the offense has sputtered scoring touchdowns. You've been asked to kick a few more this year than you have, say, last year when the offense was scoring touchdowns all the time. From a kicker standpoint, what's a week like for you? How much work do you try to get in practice leading up to a Saturday?
Tuesday's heavy. Tuesday's definitely a big day. You know, you got to try and position yourself where you're not, you know, overdoing it, so by the time Saturday rolls around, you're fresh. And, I don't really ever think of the offense as struggling. You're just waiting for them to break out, you know, and it seems like we're just at that point where anything could go either way, and so far it just hasn't gone our way yet.
How much different mechanically is kicking on a punt than a field goal?
Quite a bit different. I'd say it's tough to be more consistent, I would say, field goals, because there's so many other factors at play in.
On a punt, every punter wants the ball to turn over and spiral. Kicking in northern Minnesota, that isn't always going to happen. How much do you have to take into account the wind and try to angle a kick out of the wind or keep it low out of the wind or anything like that?
Well, almost every kick up here, you know, it seems like every year we got all the weather stuff with rain, snow, wind, and, you know, it's nice that we get to practice up here too, so you get the feel for it, and especially from being up around here, you're used to it.
Again, congratulations. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
It's about your life. More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.